And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. We've all heard the saying, there's a new sheriff in town, and actually we're happy to have with us in the studio today a relatively new sheriff for San Mateo County by the name Ken Bender. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be here.
We say you're a new sheriff. Actually, how long have you been in your position right now?
Yes, I've been in the business for 28 years now. So I started out as a deputy sheriff over in Santa Clara County, worked various divisions, including the courts, patrol. I was a longtime detective, worked my way up the ranks as well over the years, ended up being acting sheriff there for a while, and I finished off as the undersheriff. After that, I went to the city of Gilroy. I was the police chief there as an interim while they were looking for a full-time chief. And I had been paying attention to what was going on in San Mateo County. You know, and my heart really was going out to the men and women of the sheriff's office there. So when the opportunity presented itself, I figured I've got some experience. I think I know what it takes to be a leader for the men and women of law enforcement. And really, that's where my heart is at. Public service and ensuring that the men and women of law enforcement have good leadership so that they are empowered to do the job correctly, to do it in a professional manner with service at the forefront, and to do public service in a way that is what the community expects.
Now, let's as they say, circle back just for a second. What was the motivation for you to get into law enforcement in the first place? Of all of the careers as you were growing up, why law enforcement?
Yes, great question. You know, I never knew that I would get into law enforcement. I had a brother who, you know, when he was really young, he knew that that's all he wanted to do, and he prepared and geared up for it. Also had a very successful career. He's retiring as a police chief now. But I knew I wanted to serve the community. I wasn't sure exactly how I wanted to do it. And I ended up doing a ride-along while I was in college. I was studying business finance. I realized on that ride-along that there is a lot of opportunity to serve, and it wasn't quite what I understood from the movies and TV stations, TV shows and that sort of thing. And so I thought, I didn't really have a background for it, but I thought, let me see if anyone will take a chance on me. I put a couple of applications in, and I got into law enforcement, and I took to it like a fish to water. I just really had a heart for victims and their families, had a strong sense of right and wrong and justice, but also professionalism. And so I brought all of those things with me into what I did as a deputy sheriff and moving on up through the ranks, and it's proven to be a good fit.
Well, it really seems like you have a passion for what you do. As you were talking, I was thinking about some of the mottos of police departments, to serve and protect, and I get the sense and the feeling that it's more than just a motto for you.
Right. It is. It's a passion. It's a calling. It's a career. It's not just a job. And really, what gets me up in the morning is wanting to make sure that the service delivery of the men and women of the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office is professional, that it's well-trained, and also to make sure that we have a good culture within the sheriff's office, culture that puts people first, that puts service first, and then internally, that we treat our employees correctly. We focus on employee wellness. You know, one of the things, you know, healthy cops treat the community in healthy ways. And, you know, this job can take its toll, especially over the course of a long career. Our deputy sheriffs are exposed to a lot. They see a lot. And we need to make sure that we take care of them so that they can provide that professional service day in and day out.
Now, based on what you just said, I saw an email that came to me recently talking about the fact that San Mateo County is really kind of suffering financially because of the state not giving us monies that we need. And the email said, I think it came from the supervisors, I'm not sure where it was generated, but it implied that maybe some of our emergency services might be at risk. So based on what you just said and your desire to see the maximum service to the community from the Sheriff's Department, do you foresee any problems in your service levels as a result of the fact that we're having this financial problem?
Yes, that's a great question, and we are very concerned. Measure K and VLF funding that goes from the state to all 58 counties of California, the state has been good about giving that funding to about 55 of the 58 counties. And us in San Mateo County are one of the counties that is not getting the funding that is due to us. And this was based on an agreement made many years ago with the state. And so there's over $100 million that is owed to this county of San Mateo. And so the county has partnered up with all 20 cities within San Mateo County and are working with the governor's office. They're actually looking at all remedies within the courts as well to address the issue. So the county is working on it. About a week ago, we did a press conference to help make sure that the community understands what's going on and what we're doing. And we're starting to get some traction with the governor's office. We're hopeful that this can be resolved. But if it's not resolved, there's no way that that kind of funding won't affect all county services, including public safety. So, you know, we have a gun buyback event that we're going to be doing in June, and those are expensive, but they're also very effective. So that's some of the funding that we rely on to be able to do those types of events.
The time is just flying by. I wish we had so much more time, but I want to end maybe a little bit on an up note. There is a gentleman that my wife and I know. He's a pastor at Calvary Chapel Church up in South Lake Tahoe. He spent years with the LAPD, and he's got stories like you couldn't believe. So I know we haven't rehearsed this. It's probably kind of catching you unawares. For your 28 years of service, you must have some interesting stories. What would be perhaps one or two highlights that you can share with us from your career?
Yes, wasn't prepared, but yeah, over 28 years, you can imagine I've seen a lot. I've had the opportunity to experience a lot. I worked homicide cases for about 4 years. One of my cases involved a suspect that fled to Atlanta, Georgia area, and my partner and I ended up going back there, and we arrested him and a couple others in the case. We stumbled into a lot of other things, criminal activity that they were involved in as well during the process of that case. So that was a gratifying one to be able to really bring justice to the families and the community that were affected by that murder. That's one of the highlights of the investigative cases that I've worked, but I will just say the day in and day out interacting with the public. When I was on patrol, that was really one of the most rewarding things as well. And I really enjoyed just that community engagement. It's one of the things I focus on with our staff here is that we are all ambassadors for the County of San Mateo, for the Sheriff's Office, and for law enforcement at large. And so every interaction that we have with the community needs to be as positive as it can. And we want to leave the community with the understanding that we are here to serve and to help as best as we can, when we can, and to really make sure that we put our best foot forward.
We all remember, and we've seen movies with the old beat cop type of thing, the cop that basically worked a neighborhood. You know, he got up in the morning, that's where he was stationed, he or she, and, you know, they talked to the locals, maybe had coffee with them, really made a bonding connection. We really don't have that aspect anymore in our community, you know, that sense of seeing the same person over again where you almost create a friendship with them. How do we ever overcome that now since, you know, sure, we don't have that one-to-one?
Yeah, you know, my hope is that our deputies are able to stay in the same place for at least 5 years, and really that first year, regardless of which city they're working in or which unincorporated area they're working in, they could start to get to know people and develop those bonds and connections, because it's really important that people feel connected to the people, the sheriff's office, personnel that are working in their area. And you know, we'd love to say, hey, they're going to stay there for 20 years. But the reality is people get promotions. They go on to the detective bureau. They work specialized assignments. So there's always some type of movement. But the desire is, like, we would like to have people in the same areas for about at least 5 years when we can so that they get those, and they retire, but so that they get develop those relationships.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you in. We really enjoyed it. And I want you to make me a promise, and that is that you'll keep in touch. And we are a community station. If we can help you in any way, shape, or form, consider us a resource for you and your department. You're always welcome here. We'll leave the light on for you.
I would love to do that. And, you know, I just really want to end on making sure that you and the community know that we are really committed to emergency response. So one of the things we're going to focus on in the coming months and years especially is making sure that we are able to rapidly respond to emergency disasters, whether it be fire, tsunami, flooding, and we're working with the local fire department and to make sure that we're not going to be caught off guard with anything that happens. We have emergency preparedness at the forefront so that we do respond if and when something happens.
Excellent. Thank you again for coming in. Look forward to working with you in the future.
It's an honor. Take care.
Ken Bender, San Mateo County's relatively new sheriff. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson.